see how they like your home, like so many of the commercial projects they've done with Trail. Hour three. Let me first recap where we are. Regionals. 10 regionals decided yesterday, and we're going to get 6 more regionals decided today. Either Florida State or St. John's will emerge from the Tallahassee regional. Either Georgia Tech or Oklahoma will emerge from the Atlanta regional. Milwaukee, not the Brewers, or Auburn from the Auburn regional. Kentucky and West Virginia from the Morgantown regional. And Southern Cal or A&M will emerge from the A&M College Station regional. All those games today. And then super regionals begin on Friday coming up. Softball today. Texas has to beat Tennessee twice. Texas Tech has to beat Alabama twice. The softball finals will begin on Wednesday. NHL finals begin tomorrow night, Vegas and Carolina and Raleigh. NBA finals begin in San Antonio with the Knicks and Spurs on Wednesday. Denny Hamlin won in NASCAR this weekend at Nashville. Russell Henley birdied the last 4 holes, speaking of Georgia, to win at the Colonial. Nate Savoy entering the transfer portal for Clemson baseball and Clemson football with 2 commitments from the weekend, but about to be 7 commitments, according to Paul Shiloh, TigerIllustrated.com. And talking about Clemson recruiting now, I'm not going to give away who the 7 proposed or 7 projections are because you need to subscribe to the website to get that information. But I can tell you that he's got on the Monday Insider. It's fun again to read Monday Insider, make Monday Insider great again because there's 5 projections of guys that will announce. Now, some of the guys we can talk about because they're kind of expected or they've got scheduled stuff coming up. But of going into the weekend and coming out of the weekend, Clemson had 13 commitments coming into the weekend. And then Julian Cromartie, Antonio Cromartie's son out of the Woodlands, Texas, commits to Clemson, 6'3", 175, 3-star wide receiver from Texas. Also, that was Friday night. Also, late Friday night, early Saturday, Santana Harvey, defensive end, 6'3", 230, out of Lakeland, Florida, 4-star defensive end, commits to Clemson. They had in altogether, well, now my numbers are changing, that was 19, but 17 other guys that weren't committed, I think I'm right by saying that. And again, 5 of those were, so when it's all said and done, and I imagine that's going to be in the next week, the rest of these 5 will commit, and Clemson will be up to 20 commitments then. And so I can tell you, that list will look like 1 quarterback, 1 running back, 3 wide receivers, 2 tight ends, 4 offensive linemen, 3 defensive tackles, or 3 defensive ends, 1 defensive tackle, 2 linebackers, a corner, and 2 safeties. So moving forward, I would say done at quarterback, done at running back, most likely done at wide receiver, most likely maybe. Most likely done on the offensive line after this week. Maybe another defensive tackle, maybe another line. Well, probably another linebacker and another defensive back or 2. So that's where they are. And the class, by the way, Rivals.com, number 14 in the country, 247, number 13 in the country. Why? I think Clemson identified a lot of guys in this class, but other thing is I think that Clemson's getting more involved in the NIL and understanding that and putting more dollars out there and it actually beating some guys on. So now the hard part starts. As Paul Strela has mentioned many times now, that this is only the an auctioneer recruiting. Well, I got 300,000, got 300,000 here, 350. Here, 350, 350. Clemson's got him at 300,000. Anybody want 350? Auburn 350, Auburn 350, Auburn 350. That's where you are now. So, but the point is, hopefully, of these 20 that will be committed maybe by the end of the week, that you'll hang on to a large majority of those. So we'll see. Now, some decisions coming. I'm trying to tiptoe around Strela's article this morning. Because, again, as a loyal subscriber, I think you ought to have to pay to get the information. And the second part of that is he's a very good guest on the show. So, but one of the guys that we'll be announcing tonight is J.J. Brown. It is a great sign for Clemson football that J.J. Brown was going to announce on June the 20th or June the 23rd, maybe. But instead, J.J. Brown is going to, he's moved his announcement up to tonight. So the 6 foot, 6, 280 pound offensive tackle from Lilburn, Georgia, Parkview High School that had been a Georgia Bulldog, crystal balled and projected, is going to announce tonight and canceling all other visits, it seems like. So it looks like good news for Clemson on that one. It's nice to beat Georgia in the state of Georgia on an offensive line recruit, the Georgia one. So that's good. Let's see what else I can dance around here. I don't think it's any secret that Nicholas Pollock, David Pollock's son, it will be a Clemson commitment here shortly. Plays with Matt Luke's son, and Clemson was his big school coming in, and so you get that tight end. The other three, I'll let you ask about it. We'll wait on the other three there. But really, Clemson's pretty much done now, except for maybe linebacker, maybe one defensive tackle. Maybe got in the secondary, too, because you get up to 20 by the end of the week. And now those guys will go up. Clemson will be close to the top 10 by the end of the week, it seems like. So look for that. They orchestrate these announcements by day. Today, Brown will go, and then the next day, you might hear more today. It might be two or three today, but they kind of spread them out a little bit, let the guys kind of have their fun to say. But all together the weekend, Clemson picks up 7 commitments and getting their total up to 20. When was the last time? I think you've got to go back to September of last year, pre-LSU Clemson football game, that you felt better about Clemson football than Clemson baseball. Savoy leaving off of a bad season, and Clemson football come off a bad season, but adding 20 commitments now in a top maybe 10 or 12 class. Feels weird. Clemson football fans more confident than Clemson baseball fans right now. They're the same, but you have more confidence, I should say. Let me say it this way. A little more confidence now in Dabo Swinney and that than in the football program right now. And the momentum, there's more of a trending positive momentum in football than there is in baseball. That seems kind of weird.
And even even with the appearance in the college football playoff 2 years ago, you could kind of say for a lot of people, because with the 3 losses in the regular season, having EB on there on a tear, you could argue that even before last September, that was the trend.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what Clemson baseball does in the next month, because they've got to go out and completely retool. You want to do it in the draft in Major League Baseball, not free agency, but sometimes you got to go get free agency heavy in the free agent market, and that's what this is now. The draft being the recruiting class and the free agency market being the portal. And they've got so many big holes to fill, because there's just not going to be a whole lot of guys left over. And the freshmen, either that or you're going to play a bunch of freshmen next year. So, and I understand they like that class, but, man, you can't start all freshmen and on a team next year. You got to go get portal guys, and you got to spend a bunch of money in doing it. But if you heard him last Tuesday, he said that Graham Neff has given them the resources, and they, while they won't be the top spending team in the country, resources won't be an issue, according to Eric Backage. So we'll see. Texan wants to know, was it Savoy's girlfriend? He's a West Coast guy. He's got a girlfriend out there. Was that it, or the money part of it? I don't know. I'm not sure why. Look, he thought he was going to catch it, and he wasn't, and maybe in the season didn't go like anybody wanted. Maybe another fresh start. Maybe his third school in 3 years, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if his girlfriend. I don't know how close he is. I don't know how much money. I don't know what everybody's going to be offering. He'll be a hot commodity in the portal, though.
Based on what the rumor is that what he made at Clemson, I would venture to say that he's going to go to an SEC program.
Yeah. So the girlfriend.
It's got to be a lot of money.
If I'm the girlfriend, then I'm like, I miss you, honey. I love you. Cali's Cali, but go make the cash for the, let's go invest in our future. Go make some money somewhere.
For our honeymoon.
But about UCLA's going to pay money, maybe. Or Southern Cal could pay money, too.
That's true. Very true.
My buddy Mike texted and said, I'm glad the Georgia player wasn't driving around the bases. feel weird about talking about a Georgia athlete that was going slow. We hadn't had a whole lot of slow Georgia talk on the show in recent years.
That's a good one.
Texas said, yes, you want to keep Nelson too. Yeah, I think Nelson is a talent. I don't know why it did not equate on the mound. Like, his stuff is phenomenal, but, man, he got hit hard a bunch. Maybe it's a freshman thing. Austin says, five projections and more on the way. Dabo's cooking. Money bag Dabo. Dabo out there just buying players everywhere now. That feels weird, huh? Texter, Adams cover text line, 8940 said, Cromartie could be a diamond three-star, diamond in the rough three-star. Yeah, he's a tall kid. His sister's coming to play or to be a gymnast at Clemson. You don't play gymnastics. Yeah. So, got a little Cromartie. And Antonio Cromartie had a bunch of kids, if I remember correctly. Hopefully have more of that coming down the line. Tex said Nelson's also improved significantly by the end of the year. Yeah, he had – the first of the year, like the first month, he was on fire. The last month, he got better. So, we'll see. Mark from Simpsonville says Carson's one of them. I think there's a question around the statement. No, I don't think Nate Carson's one of the – he's not one of the guys there. The offensive lineman on Irmo is not one of the projections. And there's four – when it's all said and done, there's two more projections. J.J. Brown and one more on there. I hate to be the secret guy, but I don't want to give away too much. You got to pay, man. Got to go pay. You go pay him a couple of bucks there, and you learn all the information you want to learn. Texas said six ACC teams in the top 21 in the 247 rankings. I did not realize that, 706. Let me look at the 247 rankings, and let's see who's doing well right now in recruiting. I know Miami's doing extremely well in recruiting. But as far as football recruiting, team rankings.
There's some shockers in there, too.
Let's see here. Football recruiting. Here you go. Team rating. You have Miami number 3. No surprise there, obviously. Can pay some money, you think. Virginia Tech number 10. No surprise there for me. James Franklin's going to recruit well. Clemson number 14. I guess that would surprise some folks. Pittsburgh 19. Mm-hmm. That's a surprise. Mm-hmm. Louisville 20, kind of a surprise. And California 21.
Yep.
How about that? Cal out trying to do some recruiting now. Right now, Cal ahead of Texas and Texas Tech. Of course, Texas Tech only has 9 commitments, where Cal's 14.
That means they've spent $9 million Texas Tech.
Yeah, at least. Ahead of Auburn, ahead of South Carolina, at 36, by the way, with 9 commitments. Now, the other thing we got to do when it comes to recruiting is we got to add our, you got to divide your high school and your portal deal. You know,
I'm sure there is a. I would assume On3 does that. What would you call it? Composite. High school and transfer class ratings.
Yeah, there's got to be some, yeah, composite ratings. Yeah. Yeah. Let me get some more tech stuff here before we take a break. Final couple of segments coming up. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Mark in Simpsonville says, I think he will surprise you. It was a statement. Oh, he's saying Carson's one of them. Carson's not a projection. But we'll see. Nate Carson out of Irmo, offensive lineman. Are they going to take 5 offensive linemen? Huh? Matt Luke fighting for more, getting more. Matt Luke's kind of turned the room around. We'll see this year if they can, you know, play a little better than they played last year. But, yeah, kind of turning the room around a little bit. We'll see. All right, short break. We'll come back. Open phone lines. Pratt Injury Lawyer. Phone line 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Adams and Code Roofing text line 654-ROAR 654-7627. Much more after this.
Are you looking to take your lawn to the next level in 2026? At Carolina
over there with your music.
Yeah, went away from the normal playlist today.
We have some saxophone, maybe. What is that? Because that was sax. There.
We gave you Money by Pink Floyd. We gave you Thunder Road.
Okay.
By Bruce Springsteen.
All right.
We gave you Bittersweet Symphony by The Verb. We gave you Hey Jude with the Beatles and Pinball Wizard by The Who. These are all songs without a chorus.
Really?
Yes.
What was the Springsteen one?
Thunder Road.
I thought, take my hand. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Songs without choruses.
We all learned something today. I'm still embarrassed that Edmund Fitzgerald, I didn't pick up on that.
All right,
add that to the list. That's six you learned of
six
today.
I didn't realize that. It's a risk when you don't have a chorus, the sing along part of that. All right, I have permission to do this. I had to ask Red, could I have permission to do it? One thing that Red Martin and I went out, Drake and I went out and hey, let me send you the pictures here, Will. Red and I went out and volunteered, or Drake and I went out and volunteered with Red and the guys yesterday, and the ladies yesterday. And I'm going to send you these pictures here, Will, what it looks like. And I want to invite everybody to come out. Hey, if you want to do Sunday Dinner with a Twist.com or .org and buy your gala tickets for Friday night, we're going to have a great time there, raise a bunch of money there, and come volunteer. It takes 2 hours, 3 to 5 on Sundays. And you could go there to find out more about that. But Red and I have another thing in common, is that we married women who are smarter than us, who keep us in line a little bit. I got to tell a quick story. So yesterday, Cassandra, the backbone of Sunday Dinner with a Twist, they had, for the second week in a row, they had someone back out that was supposed to be cooking. And so Cassandra whipped up 250 plates of jambalaya, red beans and rice and bread and dessert and all this, and it was awesome. Looked awesome, and it was great. Drake said, "Hey, Dad, can we take a plate home with us?" Like, no, Drake. We got food at home. It's for people that don't have homes. Let's get these people first. Anyway, but Red and I are like in that, you know, I'm not going to say no. We're going to do it. I never turn down. You know, you go to the grocery store and they say, "Hey, you want to give to this cause?" Like, yeah, I'll do it. I'm signing up for another charity today I'm giving to. And we don't give a lot. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say that. I don't have a lot to give, and I don't give a lot. But anyway, we give what we can and we need to give more. Anyway. But yesterday, it reminded me of what Red having this thing in common. Our wives kind of keep us in line and take a little bit of emotion out of it and like have some common sense and talk more sense into us. So one of the things that Red does is he does it 7 days a week, and he's always out. He buys people meals all day, and people say, "Hey, man, Red, I'm hungry. I need to do this," or "I need a ride to get my ID," or "I need a ride to rehab," or "I need a tent, I need jackets, I need socks," or whatever. Well, every time I've gone out now, I see people come up and say, "Hey, Red, you got a size 9, wide in a work shoe. Hey, Red, I need, you got socks?" And they got bags, by the way, and say, "Hey, yeah, go over here and get this." They had some women's clothes out yesterday. Some people came and donated some women's clothes, which is great. But anyway, all the times I go out with, every time I say, "Hey, Red, man, you got any 12? A guy asked yesterday for 12 triple E's, some shoes. And Red wears a size 11 or 11 and a half. And he says, well, these might, I don't know, these are 11 and a half. Or whatever. And Cassandra said, Cassandra, who's basically getting tired of buying Red shoes every single Monday, says, "No, they won't fit you." Because she's tired of going every Monday and buying shoes for the guy. The guy gives her his shoes every single Sunday, it seems like. She said, "No, they ain't going to fit you." She also heard her call out a guy. A guy talking about he went and sang at church yesterday. And she said, "Oh, yeah, what song did you sing?" The guy's like, And then he came up with one. And she said, "Oh, it's the Williams Brothers." Like, she knew all the gospels, all the stuff there. Anyway. That's good. That was good. My wife does that to me. My wife, I told you, that dried up over there. I'll be feeling, you know, I'll be in church and the pastor would be up there telling, you know, preaching and kind of hits my insides or whatever. And so I'll let down a couple of rolling down the face tears. And my wife looks at me like, "You're embarrassing the family, dried up over there." You got to have it, man. I wouldn't say good cop, bad cop. That's not it. It's emotional and rational.
You can't call those rolling down the face tears. They're called quawks.
Yeah, they're quawks. Yeah. Got a couple of huge quawks rolling down there. Crocodile quawks. Mr. Auditor gets in, being a contrarian that he is, and says, hey, the Liberty pitcher allowed it to happen. I went, nope. Millions of guys have hit home runs and just ran the bases. The pitchers allowed that to happen. They allowed the guy to run the bases. When you act like an idiot, it's your coach that allowed it to happen. 8940 asks, is this rebuild too much for Backich? I don't think so. Now, again, are we going to rebuild it all in 1 year? I don't know if he can do that for sure. But maybe it's a process, a rebuild for a couple processes there. Maybe you see, like, some signs this year and more next year. Is it too big for 1 year? Maybe. Is it too big for Backich? My gut is no. But sometimes, hey, man, who knows? We'll have to see here coming up in the next few weeks. Do you have... Or what is this recruiting now? And again, this is by the end of the week, they're going to be in the top 10 or 12. What is this run of recruiting? Let me see if I'm right in saying this. I think that's 4 and 7. It'll be like 11 commitments in 2 weeks. What does that signal? What does your spidey sense tell you about that?
Momentum.
Yeah. Yeah.
We figured something out.
Right. Well, and look, maybe all that's coming anyway. But or maybe they have pivoted and adjusted the way they do their business. And now the I can say this, now the hard part happens is that now you got to hang on to all of them.
Got to keep them, yeah.
Because now the bullseye's on you, and you know what the money is. 350, okay. Well, we're going to go to 5. Clemson, you want to go to 5? So now that's what happened last year. That's what happened to a lot of guys. Texas said, any chance Canott comes back, his draft stock dropped. I don't see Aiden Canott coming back to Clemson. I think that he's in a Major League Baseball draft, and I think that's what you'll see, and I don't see that. Texas said, it could be a signal that Mike Dooley's getting his footing. I think there's Mike Dooley's along with Kevin Kelly and along with Jordan Searles and a lot of people. Like, I think everybody's kind of figuring out the game a little bit now, and so you've adjusted and pivoted and learned how to do those kind of things. So I think that is the whole program over there. But that's look, a lot of it is Dabo, though. Like, you got to give the head man credit, because you could bust your head, beat your head against the wall. If the head man's not into it, then you're not getting some of that. And maybe it's a guy, again, one of my hypotheses is that a guy like Rich Bisaccia comes in on top of Matt Luke, on top of Tom Allen. You know, these are guys that have been head coaches in the SEC and head coaches in the Big Ten and head coaches in the NFL, and they've gotten with Dabo and said, hey, man, it's a different world now. This is how you got to kind of live now. So that is one of my hypotheses. I got to get with Coach Bisaccia. I hadn't done that. I need to get with him. Texas said, if he blames the pitcher, then I'm blaming the ball manufacturer. Come on, man. If you're a hitter, control you and you alone. I don't. One of the things I want to do in the show, if I can get this out, is not stutter as much. No, one of the things I want to do in the show is we talk big picture a lot now on Sports Talk Radio. We don't talk about the Phelps home run and what it meant. We talk about the big picture of him getting ejected. The Phelps home run was part of the catalyst for Georgia making it to the Super Regionals. And what does that look like? No, nobody cares about that. What we care about is the big picture of him getting ejected and what that means. And so one of my stances through it all is, you know, you don't have to sacrifice the standard. And even because others have, one of my biggest pet peeves ever, one of my biggest, like, just makes me want to throw up in my mouth every time I hear it, is when people say, well, it is what it is. No, it's not is what it is. It is what it is because you're too lazy to fix it. I can tell my wife all the time, we got in our I just fixed our screened in porch door. I need a new door. So I went up and bought it, put it and attached it. But forever's like, well, it is what it is. No, had to go out and change the door fix the door. Now that door is not what it is. Now the door is actually working. So we can fix this, and it is salvageable, and it's worth salvaging. But you got to do it, and you got to go back to the standard. And one of the things I want to be, and one of the things I think we are on this show, is you got to be principled. And that is at the risk of calling out Cam Cannarella, as one of the texters said. And at the risk of calling out a Clemson player when somebody does something dumb or acts something dumb or gets arrested. You got to do it for your team too. And Georgia fans, you can be principled here. Georgia baseball is better than that. And Wes Johnson's better than that. Trey Phelps better than that. I hope the next time, I hope he hits a home run against Mississippi State and he rounds the bases and doesn't get kicked out of a game. And if you know what that would mean, that would signal to me, it worked. If we had more, we had a big thing the other day. I had a big meet with the GM the other day talking about how your influencers. All right, if I'm an influencer, let's influence then. Let's get back to being principled. And the good thing is, when I think of principled, I don't think of bad principles. I think of good principles. So let's get back to being principled in how we live life and how we do it. And I just think that now with so much, if we didn't have so much social media out there, if people didn't see what happened there, you could just read a story in the newspaper. He got ejected for celebrating a home run, and you didn't see it. People go, "Oh, I can't believe they did that." Well, now you see it. So the good news is, even with all that social media out there, now that people can see it, and that gives us more ammunition to say, "Hey, this is what went wrong. We can be more principled." So this is like, "Oh well, social media, kids now." No, this could be a good thing. This could be an opportunity. The kid at Arizona State got called strike three. He flipped his bat way up in the air. He got ejected. My hope is, and I don't remember the kid's name at Arizona State, but my hope is that the next time an Arizona State player happens, or next time it happens, this guy is called strike three, you don't flip your bat way up in the air, because guess what? You want to stay in the game. So if it takes a couple of ejections to get the game back under control, well, let's do it then. Let's do it. And the real hope is that Wes Johnson handles it and doesn't blame the umpire or blame Bradley LeCroy. Some of the fans are blaming Bradley LeCroy. Some of the media guys talking about, what did you say? He's like, I didn't say anything. I took it from players. I texted Bradley last night saying, man, thank goodness you were principled through all that.
To your point, the fact that social media is allowing us to put more of a spotlight on what's actually happening in these plays that we can have fake outrage to, even if we have not seen them with our own two eyes. Mm-hmm. Just go watch them. It takes 2 seconds. Both instances are egregious. I'm watching the Arizona State infraction right now. Yeah. That bat is in the air for 2.5 seconds.
He slung it way up in the air.
And it wasn't it's like dangerous. He was slinging it at somebody. It went away from the batter's box. But you can't do that.
You can't get a third strike thing and throw the bat up in the air.
Yeah. One, two, boom.
Cassandra just sent me a text. You know what she said? Read you good and well. His shoes wouldn't have fit. Come on. 12 triple E's versus a size 11. In Red's mind, he's thinking, hey, man, these are 11s maybe. She said he knew good and well in his mind that a man that wears a size 12 triple E can't fit in a size 11 man's shoe, but Red wanted to get a man's shoes anyway.
Triple E meaning extra wide, right?
Yes.
sorry, Red. I'm just going to assume, based on what I know about you physically, your feet are not that wide.
We're getting on Cassandra saying, man, to get a guy's shoes. He said he knew good and well they're going to fit in them shoes. That's fantastic. That is absolutely fantastic. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Final segment of a Reaction Monday when you come back after this.
At Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Tennessee took the bait and said, we need to get a better pass rush. This guy's going to be a first-team All-American. This guy's an NFL first-round draft pick. So let's get in the Chaz Coleman deal. And so they did. And he took their money over everybody else's money and signed with Tennessee. The problem is that so far in the offseason, they haven't been able to resolve a situation in which he's not showing up for voluntary workouts, and he's become an issue. And it, even to the point where the head coach at Tennessee said that, this is a quote from Josh Heupel now, quote, Chad's dealing with some things and we're here to support him. Now, didn't know what what he's dealing with, kept him the team, but his future now is unclear. Here's where you really get into it. If you are on a team now and we're going to let this guy not participate in workouts that everybody else is participating in, and he's going to be making, you're going to be paying him a bunch of money, then you run into the situation of, hey, wait a minute, man. I don't think I'm going to workouts today. If he doesn't come to workouts and you're paying him that money and he's playing, then why am I coming to workouts? It is a it's a conundrum now, because now you pay the guy millions. You going to play him or not? You going to keep him on the team? He hadn't worked out with the team. He's, I don't know, is he holding out for more money? He's got some personal issues, what else going on? So now what do you do? It's a distraction, first of all. Second of all, I'm the other players. You got 100 other players on the team. What do you do?
And if you do nothing, that's going to cause a lot of issues in the locker room.
Next offseason, who's showing up for workouts?
No one.
Chaz Coleman didn't show up. It's going to be very, very interesting to see what comes of this. And even more, like if you eventually have to kick him off the team or he doesn't play, do you get your money back if you're Tennessee? Is there a, do I take the receipts back and say, hey, we want our money back, pal. I want a refund. I got damaged goods. We've opened the box, but I've got damaged goods in this thing. Can I get a refund on here? You know, a lot of these contracts are the way they're set up. They're out clauses in them for both sides. But what do you do? Oh, this is interesting. 6835 says another Nico issue at Tennessee. You got to play the Nico song. Boss Skaggs over there. Nico.
I would right now, but because of some technical changes.
Yes.
Won't be doing that.
Yes.
I am seeing some sources say that Chaz Coleman has been dismissed.
There was some report saying that.
There's nothing official yet.
Yeah. Yeah. What was paid up front? And can you get that money back? Like, you didn't pay him to look good in spring practice. You paid him to win football games in the fall. Remember, it was the Florida State 2 years ago. The Florida State guys tried to renegotiate. And remember, it was the defensive line, and it went out and lost to Georgia State the first game. Remember, it was – now, this is true, and you know it's true because at Oklahoma State, remember the old Oklahoma State coach now, Gundy, came out and said, hey, I got guys – we got guys right now that are trying to renegotiate their contracts in August. He goes, man, no, we negotiate in the spring. There's no renegotiations. So if you're Tennessee now, what do you let him on? Do you let him off? Do you want your money back? Do you get your money back? Like, it's a buyer beware, man. But is anybody be shocked if Chaz Coleman doesn't work out? And here's the shocking part. There'll be a market for him. He left Penn State. He's not doing anything at Tennessee, and everybody's paid him this money. And if Tennessee lets him out of it, somebody want to sign him. I'm like, what? How can you invest in that? But somebody out there will, because he played good football game one time.
Might have to take a pay cut. I mean, if we're going to make Nico comparisons, that was the same issue there.
Yeah.
Some reports are saying that he is getting of the $1.25 million, allegedly, that they are going to Tennessee was going to give him an NIL funding. $25,000 a month until the fall. And then once football season, once September comes around, that increases his monthly payout.
So he came in January.
Yes.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July. He gets $25,000 a month for 7 months.
That's $175,000 that he –
Well, to not show up for practice.
I guess today is June 1st, so is that – that's eight. Or wait.
We said January, February, March, April, May, June.
That's six.
July.
Okay. So $150,000.
Yeah. So far, you paid him $150,000.
As of today, yes. That's insane.
And he hadn't done anything, and he's not going to do anything. He hadn't worked out. So we're just going to keep paying him money? Like, isn't there. Well, note to you, me and you, if we don't show up here to work, we will not get paid. Just a little word of wisdom there for you. Chaz Coleman.
I'll write that down.
Yeah. But again, like somebody out there, if they cut ties with him, somebody out there would sign him and it'd be a market for him. Somebody out there would sign him to give him more money. Like, what? Some defensive end coach say, hey, we got to go get this guy. You seen his film? I'm going to say this is going to be one of the most interesting stories. And oh, by the way, this is going to happen more often. And guys are going to want to renegotiate more often. I loved it when Gunny said it. We negotiate in the spring, bud. That thing's over now. It's time to play now. You got to go do what we paid you to do. Good stuff. You'll get a commitment or two in Clemson football today. We'll talk about that tomorrow. The regionals, six regionals, be decided today. Can Florida State win twice in their deal today? Beating St. John's twice? I think they can. I think they will. I always revert back to like the better team, but we got to win twice. On the other side of it, I think Georgia Tech beats Oklahoma, but you're down to one game scenario now. I think Auburn beats Milwaukee, not the Brewers. I think. One game scenario. What's Milwaukee's nickname? University of Milwaukee. Do you know?
The Milweeds? I don't know. We'll look that up.
That'd be the true Brew Crew. I think Florida beats Troy. I think West Virginia beats Kentucky. I think A&M beats Southern Cal. But somebody's got an upset in there. And we had several upsets this past weekend.
They are the Milwaukee Panthers.
Panthers. All right. And then in softball, my guess is that today that Texas won't beat Tennessee twice and that Texas Tech will not beat Alabama twice. I guess I'll throw the same pitcher for Texas Tech, the Canada girl again for both of those. We'll see. Final Pratt injury, Lawyers Fallen. Before I do that, let me tell you about Brad Hughes, Allstate, 292-3001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com, Brad Hughes Insurance.com. I combine my homeowners and my auto owners. Love what Brad Hughes does for us, for my family. By doing that, see if he can save you money, get you better coverage or better rates or both. Do that at Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Scott in Greenville, Pratt Injury Lawyers phone line. Good morning, Scott. How you doing?
Man, I'm hoping I have as good a day as Acuna had on the weekend, man.
Yeah, he's been on fire. He has.
He is tearing it up.
Yeah, for folks that don't know, let me go back and get the all of it here. But in the first pitch yesterday, by the way, you know?
Yep.
The very first pitch out there. So, for folks that don't know here, Ronald Acuna, this hot streak, if I can actually find it here, bear with me a second here. He did make an error yesterday, which I was listening to when it happened. This past week, he's hit a home run. He's hit five home runs in the last four games. And he's only hit one hit. He's only got six hits in the last four games, but five of them have been home runs. And he's got nine RBIs in his last four games. And the Braves actually won three of those four games. So, good deal for him right now.
Yesterday, man, I don't know if the scouting card was off or what, but he was playing so far in, some of these balls got over his head that he normally would make the catch on. So.
And then he bobbled it out there, right? On the one run scoring one, he kind of bobbled it out there once that happened. Charged with an error.
Yep. Well, hey, you were talking NIL a little while earlier, and Mickey, I'm just getting to the point with all of this crap, and I know you do it for a living, but it's like the Epstein files, man. If you ain't going to do nothing about it, let's just quit talking about it. You know, and I know you got a job, I'm not saying this directly to you, but either fix it or quit complaining about it.
But see, if you're me,
you know,
here's my deal. I would fix the Epstein file stuff. Like, I'd hold people accountable.
Oh, I know.
I mean, because I still think there's a principle and a standard there. And so I don't want to give up, man. I just don't want to give up. But, yeah, if you're not going to do it, then, yeah. But I just still feel like we can do this.
We can, and we should. And, yep. You know, what player, what college athlete, I don't care who it is, Mickey, what college athlete should get all that they get for free plus $25,000 a month and do nothing?
Nothing. Hey, the $25,000 a month, that's just in the off season.
I know.
Because that's only $300,000. He's getting 1.1 or 1.2. So that's $25,000 a month in the off season, and then that's when the thing kicks in the football season. Because they got to pay more than that.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. But anyway. All right, man. Just wanted to chime in this morning. Hope you're doing well.
You too,
Hope
brother.
You have a good week.
You too.
New
brother.
Job for your wife coming up in a couple months.
She's already doing that.
For you guys.
A couple months. She's already doing that. Oh, yeah.
She got it? Okay, good. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, doing that now. Yeah. Good stuff, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. Tell your smoking hot wife we say hello. Skip the music, buddy. 2 minute drill, what do you have for me?
We got a heck of a start to the June sports schedule.
June hit the ground running.
Yeah. Rabbit. that's a throwback to hour one. We've got at noon today, as previously mentioned, Florida State, St. John's, Florida State. Going to win two in a row. You got 3 o'clock, Georgia Tech, Oklahoma. You got 5 o'clock, Milwaukee, Auburn. You got 6 o'clock, Kentucky, West Virginia. You got another 6 o'clock game, SEC Network. Troy and Florida. You got another 8 o'clock game, Southern Cal, Texas, A&M. All elimination games. And don't forget, Softball World Series. Texas, Tennessee, and then Alabama, Texas Tech. Texas Tech, how can you not cheer for them? You got Jason Williams' daughter. You got the $1 million athlete pitching at least one game today.
$2 million now. They won $1 million last year, $1 million this year.
There you go. A lot of sports. Nothing professional, but we'll save that for tomorrow.
That's just today. And then tomorrow you got NHL Finals, Wednesday NBA Finals, Wednesday softball, and then World Series Finals. And then you've got the Super Regionals. Got the U.S. Open coming up. Man, June's going to be a good month. A really good month. Got Belmont coming up.
World Cup. Don't forget.
Yeah, nobody's talking about it, but World Cup. Yeah, June's going to be a really, really good month. My 2 minute drill brought to you by EricNewton@EricNewton.com. Let's talk about renovating your business. Let's talk about renovating your home. Let's talk about building a house. Let's talk about managing your rental properties. Let's talk about finding a rental property. We love our great friends at EricNewton.com. Any questions you have about Clemson Real Estate, it's EricNewton.com. I am making a pitch right now. If you want, Clemson football fans have been clamoring for good news. All right? Starved for good news. Subscribe to TigerIllustrated.com right now, and you'll see 5 projections of guys that will commit to Clemson by Paul Streetler. And that will get them up to 7 for the weekend. That gets them up to, 12 or 13 over the last 2 weeks, and that will get them up to 20 overall, and that will put them in the top 12, 10 or 12 in the country in recruiting. So if you're in need of good news, you want some good news, and you want to get a good Monday start, you want to get June started off right, go to TigerIllustrated.com and check those good folks out. How about me not giving away who the 5 were on the show today? That was hard, but we did it. Tomorrow's show, Dr. Milt Lauder will join us. No EB tomorrow. EB's in the transfer portal tomorrow. By the way, June 1st, baseball transfer portal opens up. We talked about Savoy already on the show. So we'll do that for sure. And then later in the week, we'll have all of our normal guests to get you ready for what should be a great sports week. And I'm certainly looking forward to it. Hey, you be with me tomorrow, Will?
I will. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's have a great time. By the way, weather's going to be pretty good this week. So got a lot of great things coming up. Speaking of coming up, Faxon and Sam, two of my favorite people, join up next. I hope you have a wonderful Monday. Most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we'll see you right here on the radio.
WCCPF.